Hi, so we have Garima today from Dramabaz, and we're looking at her sharing her amazing journey of how many years?
15 years now.
15 years now. So I will keep quiet and over to Garima. Garima, could you please share how has it been for you with a brief introduction about yourself?
Sure. Well, the whole journey actually started from my school time when I was in grade 9, and Mr. Barry John had come over to my school, and he'd come to take a workshop in theatre with me and other children, of course. And then that was my first experience with theatre ever. Imagine I had not even done like a princess or a frog role in any play before that. So that was my first ever, and I completely loved it. And I was very glad that it happened in grade 9, because I had no clue before that what am I going to do in life. And that kind of gave me the calling. It was like, this is it. This is what I want to do. But not, I didn't know what exactly, because theatre or acting in itself is such a huge field that you don't realize that, okay, do you want to be a drama coach? Do you want to be a director? Do you want to act? Do you want to write scripts? Do you want to go into costume sets? It's huge. So I didn't know what exactly, but I knew that I have to be around this. So then when I finished my school, then I came back home and I told my dad, and he said that, what do you want to do graduation in? I said, I want to do BA in theatre. And I'm sure lots of artists are going to relate with me here, especially coming from a business family where the father would say, "Nahi, wo sab to theek hai, par tumhe karna kya hai?"
Ye to hobby hai.
Paise kaise kamaoge? I said, "Dad, kama lenge. Agar passion hoga, to wo bhi aa jayega." But he didn't believe me. Then I thought, okay, so then the next thing which is closest to this could be psychology. So I did my honors in psychology. Psychology is also about understanding human mind, and all of that will help me in characterization later. So I went to Delhi University and I did my psychology honors from there. And I realized that the college that I was in, they didn't have a theater team, a dram soft team. And I was broken into a million pieces. And I was like, what am I going to do 3 years here? Psychology to theek hai, but purpose to theater.
That was just a process for me to get somewhere else.
Yeah, because I'd heard Delhi University is very pro with the dram soft teams and everything. I realized this college doesn't have a dram soft team. And then I remember I was very depressed, and in the first year itself, I was sitting on this canteen cake table mein baithe the, and I was very depressed and having a chai and a samosa. And I couldn't even eat the samosa because I felt like crying. And I felt that there was this another girl there. She was also sitting with a chai and samosa. Now see how things are destined. She was also sitting there with that, extremely depressed herself. So I asked her that, you know, what's wrong with you? And she said, you know, there's no dram soft team here. And I was like, oh! So then we kept cribbing about this. Then finally we were like, yeah, cribbing karne se kya hoga? It's not productive. Let's do something, no? तो हमें नहीं पता था कि कॉलेज के क्या प्रोसेसेस होते हैं. हम तो फ्रेशर्स थे 50, तो हम लोग वहाँ बैठे थे और मैंने बोला दैट एक काम करते हैं, यू बिकम द प्रेसिडेंट ऑफ ड्राम्स ऑफ टीम एंड आई बिकम योर सेक्रेटरी एंड लेट्स स्टार्ट टेकिंग ऑडिशंस. वी क्रिएटेड पोस्टर्स एंड ऑल, वी पुट देम ऑन द बोर्ड विदाउट एनी परमिशंस, नथिंग. हमें पता ही नहीं था करना क्या. हमने ऑडिशंस अनाउंस कर दी. देयर वर अबाउट 165 गर्ल्स हु केम फॉर ऑडिशन. इट वाज अ गर्ल्स कॉलेज. एंड And then suddenly we had like these very professional 5 rounds of auditions and things like that. And we were left with some 25. Now the time was ki achha chalo sab prepared to ho gaya, play bhi bana liya. Street plays hote the us time pe bahut zyada. Ab leke kaise jayenge, kahan leke jaye, how do we go to festivals now? We need the principal's permission. And then meanwhile the principal had noticed this poster, and then she said, ye kaun hai do ladkiyan, zara bulao inko. So we went to her office, and she said that, who are you two and what is all this happening? Don't you know there are some permissions? Yahan pe nahi chalta hai dance, gana, theater. She said, every poster that goes on the board is signed by me. Ye tumne kaise kiya? To put. Fir uske baad we were like, ma'am, you have to give us a chance. We are really passionate about this. And if we don't get trophies for the college in this year, then, you know, we'll stop doing this. So it's kind of a challenge. So she said, okay. So we went out to different colleges, and everywhere we got either first or second, not even third. So throughout the college, that 1 year, we had like so many trophies, and then at the end we went with all the trophies and certificates in our office and we said, now what do you think? So then she was really happy, and she made an entire stage for us and everything sab banaya, and it became all official. And 3 years, well, that's all we did. So I was actually the founder member, me and Anjana Patel, the girl who was at the samosa and chai at that canteen. So we both are actually the founders of Lakshya College team that is still on. Thankfully, I really thank that college didn't have drama, because that helped us to create something, right? So which helped me later to create Drama Buzz, because that is also something that I learned in college, ki kaise karna hai, khud hi karna hai sab kuch, na akele hi karna hai. So wo ek interesting aspect tha. So then college finished, then I went back to Barry John. He's an amazing person, yeah, and so talented, and he's a man of lesser words. Yeah. So he speaks really less, and he just said, after a long pause, he said, join the theatre in education course. So, yes sir, whatever that is, signed up.
You know it best.
You know it best, where you can fit me best. So then I did the theatre in education course there, under coaching of Rajan Chavla and Kathy. They were very, very good facilitators there. They had a very beautiful relationship, and I think I gained a lot out of it, because I was one of the first few batches, and I think that was really nice. So then after that, did that course, and then did an acting diploma from Shriram Center, Mandi House. Then did a lot of work with the Asmita Theatre Group with Arvind Gorji. And then slowly, then Gali Gali Sim Sim happened to me. Gali Gali Sim Sim was basically is the Indian version of Sesame Street from US. And so SRC mein hi thi tab main, Shriram Center mein, jab wo course chal raha tha. And we saw this poster saying, they need some voiceover artists. This Sesame, uska audition hai. वॉइस ओवर तो कर सकते हैं हम, थिएटर से हैं, इतना तो हम कर ही सकते हैं. फर्स्ट पर्टिकुलर उसका हमारा, आई मीन फॉर मी ऑल्सो इट वॉज द फर्स्ट टाइम आई वुड हैव डन अ वॉइस ओवर, सो आई वाज वेरी एक्साइटेड. एंड फॉर सम कार्टून टाइप कैरेक्टर्स देयर एंड ऑल्सो लाइक अच्छा है. सो जब हम लोग वहाँ पे ऑडिशन के लिए गए, एंड वी सडनली सॉ दिस फॉरेनर पर्सन, लॉन्ग टॉल एंड हैंडसम, हिज नेम वाज मार्टिन पी रॉबिन्सन, ही इज अ सीनियर मपेटियर फ्रॉम सेसमी स्ट्रीट यूएस. और वो ऐसे सबने हाथ ऊपर किए हैं और सब बोल रहे हैं, मचली जल की रानी है. एंड वी लाइक, ये कैसा वॉइस ओवर है? बट एनीवे, हम लोग वी जस्ट वेंट विद द फ्लो. इट वॉज अ 15-day ऑडिशन, एंड इट वॉज ब्यूटिफुल द वे दे ऑडिशनड. So I think about 1200 people who had come for that audition. And every day, jitne log ek particular skill kar pate the, they would stay, the rest would leave. And then they would teach the next element of puppetry. And this was video puppetry. So it was very hard. I mean, live shows is hard, but video puppetry is harder. So they call it Muppetry. So these are the Muppets which talk, Sesame Street times. So, धीरे धीरे वो हाथ्स के बाद यहाँ पे दो आईबॉल्स आई, फिर वो हुआ कैमरा होता था सामने, वी हैव टू फोकस, यू नो ऑल ऑफ दैट. फिर वो एक और स्ट्रक्चर आया उसके अराउंड, फिर धीरे धीरे वो मपेट बनता गया, फिर वो इतना बड़ा मपेट था, देन यू हैव टू यूज द हैंड्स ऑल्सो एंड वॉइस एंड यू नो हेड एंड एवरीथिंग एंड देन डायलॉग्स एंड देन. सो धीरे धीरे इट केप्ट बिल्डिंग इन दोज 15 डेज. सो एनीबडी हु कुड कैच अ पर्टिकुलर स्किल दैट दे आर टीचिंग टुडे स्टे, द वंस हु कुडंट कैच इट लीव. So like that, karte karte, after 15 days, there were 13 of us left. And that's when we understood that, oh, this is not just voiceover, we are into Muppetry. And I think I was very, very lucky to be trained by, you know, the best people from US and Sesame Street. And this just happened. So abhi bhi chal raha hai wo. So now it's been about 13 years that we've been doing Muppetry.
You continue to do that?
Yes, it's been 13 years now. So the show is still on, Gali Gali Sim Sim on Doordarshan is still on. And then I started working with children a lot, because again, in this field, so did acting on stage, directed plays, I did all of that, and Muppetry kiya Gali Gali Sim Sim mein. Abhi bhi aisa lag raha tha ki it's bahut acha hai, everything is really nice, but something is missing. I couldn't connect to what's missing. फिर बीच में ऐसा हुआ दैट माय मॉम वंस टोल्ड मी, शी सेड दैट देयर इज दिस पर्टिकुलर स्कूल, उनकी फ्रेंड का स्कूल है, एंड आई डोंट, दे आर लुकिंग फॉर अ स्टोरी टेलर. सो डू यू वांट टू ट्राई योर हैंड एट स्टोरी टेलिंग, दिस इज फॉर लिटिल चिल्ड्रन 3 to 5 years. आई वाज लाइक 3 to 5 years चैलेंजिंग, सीधा 3 to 5 years. आई वाज लाइक ठीक है, ट्राई कर सकते हैं. एंड आई रिमेंबर आई वेंट एंड आई टोल्ड देम अ स्टोरी, एंड ऑन माय फेस दिस लिटिल 3-year-old कम्स एंड शी सेज, यू नो व्हाट, यू आर बोरिंग. And my heart, you know, broke into 100 pieces, and I came back crying. Chote bache ki tarah main roti hui ghar aayi, and I said, Mom, this is what happened with me. So she said, beta, now you have only 2 choices. Either you just give up right now, and you say, this is not my cup of tea, and I give up. or you take up that challenge, go back to that child, prepare yourself, get trained into it, go back to that child, tell the story again and see where you are right now. There are only two ways of any problems that you get in your life. Give up to nahi karna chahiye. I mean, you're not the giving up kind, so let's try. And then I started taking storytelling very seriously. Mm. Started taking help from my friends. There's a friend, Pavan Diwan Singh. He's a very good friend. Plus, he is a theatre person himself. And then I told him that, you know, please direct some pieces for me for stories. So I would get the stories and he would direct the stories. Mm. And then I would start to understand how this works and everything. And then now, even a two-year-old is able to sit through my story for 35 minutes, which is like crazy.
It goes. What happened to that three-year-old?
I couldn't go back to that child somehow. But yeah, a lot of, I mean, I've told about 1,500, 1,600 stories till now. And thousands of children who I've been able to touch so far. And it has been amazing. I mean, that journey has been so heartening. It's just amazing how they come and they hug you and they say, you know, you're the best and thank you, please come again, don't go. They're your best judges. Yeah. So I think the ones who've taught me the most are the children themselves. So I get to know what's working, what's not working and how to catch their attention till so long and everything. So now it's great. So I can now comfortably call myself a storyteller. But what I'm enjoying the most right now is coaching children into drama. So I take Trinity examinations in speech and drama. These are London-based examinations which really have helped the children a lot in terms of their personal growth, individual growth, as well as international certifications is what they get, which helps them and give them credit points to enter any universities through the ECA quotas or if they want to go higher studies abroad. So that's somewhere it really has started helping them, and I'm able to see each child's growth now, which is exciting me because now I can take them from point A to point Z. And so that growth that I can see is very satisfying and fulfilling. So yeah, I mean, that is something that I'm really, really enjoying right now, which is coaching children into acting skills.
So they need to enroll with you like on a program, and it's like a time-based program?
It's a time-based program.
Tell us about what is it?
So it's basically, each program is about 3.5 months. So once a week class for each batch. It's a two-hour class once a week. And we prepare towards the examination. So for example, now the next examination is in October. So we'll start our new batch in July. So from July to October, we are going to prepare all the children for that exam. Then an examiner from London comes to Delhi and there is a center for it. And then all the children go there and they give their exams in front of that examiner. The examiner gives a report, which is very interesting. I mean, that is something very valuable for me as well as a facilitator.
The kind of inputs that come in that.
Yeah, so he gives a report about what worked and what needs to improve. Mm-hmm. So the child gets a mark accordingly on different criteria and different tasks that they need to do. So I'm actually quite happy to announce that 36 children so far have gone for the Trinity exam and 31 of them have got distinction, which is actually quite record-breaking, hasn't happened before. So I am really, really happy about that.
Yeah, because it is, it's an art.
Yeah.
So to art, to classify into something so academic,
right,
certificate-driven, right, and then to score like such consistent performance is indeed, yes.
And I've just started with this. So I'm very happy that happened because more than anything, you know, it's for me, when a child gets distinction, you know, it's very exciting for them. And at the same time, I know then how to push them a little bit more slowly and steadily till the time they're ready to go to the next grade. And so they have a graded system. So I've been very happy about that. Well, we started with two children many, many, many years back. And we never marketed ourselves somehow. And those two became four, became five through word of mouth. And now we have, you know, about 2,000 children that are being trained under Dramabaz in various centers across Delhi and NCR. I also take workshops outside of Delhi. So we have our centers in Bangalore, then in Punjab. We have, so in South there are, then in Punjab there are some centers. So those are workshops that you go, you do the workshops, you come back, not Trinity, but those are puppetry workshops or storytelling workshops. So we've been trying to touch you know, a lot of pan-India is what we're trying to go. Teacher trainings is something that I've been doing a lot. It's around 1200 teacher trainings that I've done so far in how to tell stories more effectively, how to use puppetry and theater in your classrooms to make academics more fun. Mm-hmm. So these are the workshops, and then classroom management, and then well-being of teachers. So the emotional, social and physical well-being of a teacher is very important, so that they can be more happy teachers, yeah, and more productive then. And that's what they are rubbing off on children.
Absolutely.
So you've got to be really happy to be able to keep your children happy.
Yeah.
What Drama Baz is helping with is emotional IQ, and is helping with raising their happiness quotient.
So this was Garima Arya. We had a very long and descriptive conversation with her about her love and passion for theatre, and especially for children theatre. I think there were a couple of key points for us to take away. So watch the space for more from Garima, and do check out her website. And we at Majma Talent will keep on bringing more such artists and more such amazing work which might have gotten missed from your visibility for reasons like we don't have an access to such an information. So we are building exactly that gap. Keep stay tuned to our podcast and write to us if you would like us to create conversation on a specific topic. Happy to connect. Write to us at contact@majmatalent.com.
What is it that the children that you work with, or performing artists that you work with, beyond what you already provide them, what is it that is a miss as of now? What's missing? What do you think? Aap nahi kar rahe ho ya abhi nahi kar pa rahe ho, but wo chahiye.
Ab jaise bahut sare aise bacche aate hain, jaise aapko lagta hai ki they want to maybe take this up as a career. So when they want to take it up as a career, what are the avenues? What's the scope? So sometimes I find that as a hurdle. That, you know, I mean, in drama coaching, okay, you're a teacher, so you earn like a teacher earns. I've worked at a school for 7 years, so I earned like any other teacher would earn. So that's a teaching job. Now, what if I want to perform on stage? Now, there is no money in that. Even now, unfortunately, there's no money in that. So one area where, and why is there no money in that, is because half of the time the auditoriums are taking away all the money that you're collecting from the tickets. So how do you end up paying, you know, artist. The artist? So the ecosystem has to, you know, provide something for the artists where the venue is not taking that entire money. So koi ek aisa standard policy that, you know, if there are 350 seats and each ticket is, say, आप टिकट भी ज़्यादा नहीं रख सकते क्योंकि अभी उसका इतना अवेयरनेस नहीं है. पीपल आर नॉट वांटिंग टू स्पेंड दैट मच मनी टू ऑन अ थिएटर शो.
लेट मी इंटरप्ट हियर. डू यू थिंक पीपल आर रियली नॉट वांटिंग टू स्पेंड?
आई फील द पीपल आर वांटिंग टू स्पेंड, बट द ओनली थिंग इज लाइक फॉर अ फिल्म देयर इज अ रिव्यू दैट दे कैन सी बिफोर दे गो फॉर अ फिल्म. देन दे डिसाइड कि अच्छा मैं फिल्म देखने ये जाऊँगा कि नहीं जाऊँगा, इसको 5 stars में से कितने स्टार्स मिले. ऐसा कोई रिव्यू सिस्टम प्लेस के लिए एज सच है नहीं, नॉट इन प्लेस. सो इफ आई वॉन्ट टू, सो देर इज ऑलवेज अ ह्यूज रिस्क इफ यू आर गोइंग टू वॉच अ प्ले दैट पता नहीं कैसा होगा, राइट? सो अगर कोई एक ऐसा सिस्टम विच इज अ रिव्यूइंग सिस्टम कि कैन आई लाइक रीड बिफोर आई गो कि इसका रिस्पॉन्स कैसा रहा है, पीपल के टेस्टिमोनियल्स, यू नो, समथिंग दैट इज देयर फॉर दैट शो, सो देन आई फाइंड वैल्यू इन इट एंड आई एम ओके टू स्पेंड दैट मनी. And with I don't mean I, because I as an artist will spend anyway for the artist fraternity, but I'm talking as an audience point of view. So one is the review system might help, where people want to then come for the shows. Abhi kya chal raha hai, that there is a lot of, there's a percentage of people who go to watch theatre. And you'll see the same faces again and again in different plays. So wo kuch ek aisa strata hai jo aware ho gaya hai, but what about the other 90%? So how do we reach them? There is another, I mean, when the Bollywood actors come and they perform like Nasiruddin Shah ka show hai, Anupam Kher ka show hai or something, so they know these characters, they are familiar with these people, so they want to, unke sab housefuls jaate hai. Uske liye wo 1500 se 2000 se 3000 ki ticket bhi spend karne ko tayyar hai. Ya phir, the bigger the show, the more money they want to spend. I don't know how this psychology works, but...
Like an A.R. Rahman show.
Yeah, so...
Like,
that's and agar Mughle Azam ka show hua tha to 15,000 ki ticket bhi di thi logon ne. So I won't say that there is no awareness, but either it needs to be as grand as that or it has celebrity faces in it. Otherwise they find it a risk. Ye pata nahi kaisa play hai.
So which is so ironic. Which is ironic, which then doesn't mean that the audience is saying that we want to only watch those 10 people.
I mean, unfortunately, dikhne mein to yahi aa raha hai, because if I'm walking into a show for a Nasiruddin Shah show, I see that it's full. Ticket itni mehengi thi, phir bhi full hai. Ab itne sare Mandi House ke artists hain jo kitna amazing perform karte hain, lekin unke shows kyun nahi full hai? Aur unki ticket to sirf 300 rupees ki hai. पर उनके शो क्यों फुल नहीं हो रहे हैं?
क्योंकि लोग उनको जानते हैं,
जानते नहीं हैं।
और लोग इसलिए नहीं जानते हैं फ्रॉम आवर साइड ऑफ द स्टोरी बिकॉज आर्टिस्ट की फितरत नहीं है अपने बारे में खुद के बोलने की, ठीक है? आर्टिस्ट जो एक एक्चुअल जो आर्टिस्ट होगा वो अपने बारे में बड़बोल तो करेगा नहीं, ठीक है? वो डाउन ही प्ले करेगा अपने आप को, अप तो नहीं करेगा. और अनफॉर्चुनेटली उसके सिस्टम में भी लोग ऐसे नहीं है जो उसको अप्रिशिएट करते हैं. लाइक जो आर्टिस्ट का नेटवर्क है, आई मीन नॉट टेकिंग अवे एनीथिंग, आई एब्सोल्युटली लव आर्टिस्ट, बट एक थोड़ा सा कॉम्पिटिटिवनेस होती है, यू नो, कि अगर आप एक्चुअली एट कॉम्पिटिटिव स्पेस पे हो तो बहुत कम लोग होते हैं जो अपने से ऊपर उठ के दूसरे की बड़ाई कर पाते हैं.
एग्जैक्टली,
यू नो, लाइक अगर मैं एक्टर हूँ तो मैं किसी डांसर को बहुत अच्छे से अप्रिशिएट कर पाऊंगी बिकॉज देयर इज नो कॉम्पिटिशन देयर.
या एक्चुअली दैट्स आल्सो अ प्रॉब्लम दैट हैज टू चेंज. लाइक आई फील दैट जो एक्चुअली लेजेंडरी आर्टिस्ट्स होते हैं ना, दे डोंट माइंड शेयरिंग देयर नॉलेज विद एनीबॉडी, बट द वंस हु आर नॉट एबल टू डू दैट आर वेरी इनसिक्योर कि अगर मैंने इसके साथ शेयर कर लिया तो ये मेरे कॉम्पिटिशन में कल खड़ा हो गया. तो सो आई मीन दैट ऑल्सो आई थिंक विल चेंज विद टाइम. आई एम होपिंग इट चेंजेस.
आई थिंक वॉट इज नीडेड देयर, एंड करेक्ट मी, यू आर द बेस्ट पर्सन टू टॉक अबाउट इट बिकॉज यू वर्क विद फ्रॉम चिल्ड्रन टू एडल्ट्स. Could it be corrected when A is the awareness of the artist per se, right? Awareness, right? Which is like कि मैं ऐसा कर रहा हूँ या कर रही हूँ, पहले तो वो वाले. दूसरा है इसकी पर वो अवेयरनेस हो भी गई पर इनसिक्योरिटी तो रहेगी क्योंकि घर तो उसने भी चलाना है, right? So that's when if we have like a better system that there are ticketed shows, right? Then most of the time the person is not working for free. वो उतने ही शोज कर रहे हैं पर वो पेड होने लग गए तो सिचुएशन वैसे बेटर हो गई.
हाँ, बट अभी भी अगर शोज पेड भी होते हैं उससे टिकट का जो कलेक्शन होता है वो तो वेन्यू में चला जाता है. तो पहले तो ये एक सिस्टम हैज टू चेंज, क्योंकि जब तक थिएटर हो रहा है और आर्टिस्ट को पैसा नहीं मिल रहा है तब तक स्कोप मार्केट में बन नहीं रहा है.
वही मतलब है कि कुछ ऐसा हो जिससे आर्टिस्ट को पैसा मिले.
एग्जैक्टली, तो देन आई बी एबल टू आंसर दोस पेरेंट्स हु से दैट यू नो व्हाट इफ आवर चाइल्ड वांट्स टू टेक दिस इन फ्यूचर एज अ करियर. सो राइट नाउ आई एम लाइक लुक देयर इज अ लॉट ऑफ स्ट्रगल देयर, लेट मी ओपन योर आईज, देयर इज अ लॉट ऑफ स्ट्रगल देयर. इट्स नॉट इजी बिकॉज द मनीज स्टिल हैवंट स्टार्टेड कमिंग इन एंड इट्स बीन इयर्स, राइट? तो अच्छा ऑडिटोरियम खुलवा लो अपने बच्चे को, वो ज्यादा पैसे कमा. आई एम सॉरी टू द ऑडिटोरियम फॉर सेइंग दिस, बट आई एम रियली इन एंगस्ट. आई डोंट नो हाउ मेनी लैक्स आई हैव स्पेंड इन जस्ट ऑडिटोरियम्स एंड हाउ लिटिल वी हैव बीन एबल टू पे द आर्टिस्ट, एंड इट रियली पेन्स.
व्हाई? इट्स द आर्टिस्ट हु इज एट द सेंटर ऑफ एनी परफॉर्मेंस. मतलब कौन करता कौन है, कौन कर रहा है, वो जो एंटरटेनमेंट है वो ऑडी अपने आप कर ले रहा है या डायरेक्टर प्रोड्यूसर अपने आप कर ले या लाइट अपने आप कुछ कर लेती है, क्या हो जाता है? इट इज द आर्टिस्ट और उसको हम इग्नोर कर देते हैं.
एंड दैट सीरियसनेस हैज टू कम इन जनरल इन एनीबॉडी हु हायर्स आर्टिस्ट्स टू परफॉर्म. That you know, if you're paying everybody, you're paying the tent guy, you're paying the sound guy, you're paying the light guy, you know, all of that is useless if the artist is not there. So why is it that when an artist asks for money, you question? You know, मैं ड्रामा करती हूँ, मैं थिएटर करती हूँ, या मैं पपेट्री करती हूँ, मैं स्टोरी टेलर हूँ. सो दे से नहीं, वो सब तो ठीक है पर तुम करती क्या हो?
और क्या करते हैं?
फिर मैं यही करती हूँ, दिस इज इट, दिस इज माई ब्रेड एंड बटर. सो द माइंड सेट हैज टू चेंज. वन इज दैट द पीपल नीड टू टेक आर्टिस्ट मोर सीरियसली. द क्लाइंट्स नीड टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट देर इज अ लॉट ऑफ मेहनत, अ लॉट ऑफ हार्डवर्क दैट गोज इन टू इट. वो लोग सिर्फ शो देखते हैं, उसके पीछे कितनी अमाउंट ऑफ रिहर्सल्स है. उन रिहर्सल्स पे जाने के लिए रोज आर्टिस्ट ट्रैवल कर रहा है, उस पर स्पेंड कर रहा है, रोज उसकी मील्स हैं उस पर स्पेंड हो रहा है, रोज वो किन किन चीज़ों से जूझता हुआ, फैमिली से इमोशनल ट्रॉमा से निकलता हुआ रिहर्सल्स पे आता है, बिकॉज फैमिलीज का भी माइंड सेट अभी चेंज नहीं हुआ है. जहाँ पे यू नो इफ इट्स नॉट एन आर्टिस्ट फैमिली दे डोंट अंडरस्टैंड.
हाँ, तो कोई माँ ऐसा नहीं कहती है सुबह सुबह जा बेटा अच्छा नाटक करके आ.
Exactly. So by the end of it, एक emotionally वो जो artist है उसका एक अपना journey चल रहा है, financially उसका एक अपना journey चल रहा है क्योंकि पैसे आ नहीं रहे हैं उतने. तो by the end of the day, जो rehearsal के लिए वो जितना time spend कर रहा है, transport पे कर रहा है, ये वो कर रहा है, तो वो सारी चीज़ें तो in account होती नहीं. आप एक शो बनाने के लिए कितना पैसा स्पेंड करते हो, आप सेट्स पे पैसा स्पेंड करते हो, आप यू नो आई मीन इवन इफ इट्स अ पपेट शो यू आर स्पेंडिंग ऑन यू नो दैट इक्विपमेंट, यू आर स्पेंडिंग ऑन मेकिंग पपेट्स एंड ऑल. सो व्हाट अबाउट द प्रोसेस, ऑल ऑफ दैट हैज टू बी रिकवर्ड ऑन. आप कभी भी कोई बिजनेस में पैसा इन्वेस्ट करते हो तो पहले 5 साल आप उस पैसे को रिकवर करने की कोशिश करते हो ना. सेम थिंग आर्टिस्ट्स आर डूइंग. सो व्हाई इज दैट बीइंग क्वेश्चनड कि तुम पैसे क्यों से कमा रहे हो. अरे
ironically, जो आर्टिस्ट करता है वो अपनी पैशन के लिए तो करता है, लेकिन उसके दूसरे एंड पे हम होते हैं. वो एंटरटेन हो रहा है, पॉइंट है, बट हम भी तो एंटरटेन हो रहे हैं, राइट? व्हाइल देयर कुड बी सो मेनी बिजनेसेस वेयर यू नो यू कुड यू ट्राइड इट बट यू डिड नॉट फाइंड एन एंड यूजर, राइट? बट वी स्टिल कॉल दैट अ बिजनेस,
राइट?
एंड वी हैव अ सिस्टम टू से दैट ओके देयर विल बी फंडिंग फॉर इट, there'll be governance, there'll be policy, because in fundamentally we understand that it's a business,
yeah.
Right? Without really having a customer to it, right?
Right?
In an entertainment, there is a customer.
Absolutely, the audience is
the audience is the customer, and that audience itself says, "Haan, mujhe dekhna to hai, but ticket
pass milega."
Pass milega. It's like,
you know, I mean, it's a record that no matter how many plays that we've had, even my own parents have paid a ticket. And each child's parent pays a ticket and comes. So they pay for the workshop fee. Then at the last day when we are performing, we've booked an auditorium, we make them pay for the tickets because, you know, one, the child gets that feeling of, you know, it's a professional show. The other thing is, that's the culture that we are trying to create. That, you know, this is value. You have to value what you're coming
for. And that child will not go looking for a free pass.
Exactly. And now, earlier the parents used to be like, but humne fee de diya hai, so why should we pay again for the ticket? I'm like, agar main ye aapse pehle le leti, to aapko mind, aap mind nahi karte, main le bhi sakti hu, it's not a big deal. But I want to say the word buy a ticket.
Because it's a different thing.
It's a value that I'm trying to add. And it's a difference, you know, it's kind of a revolution in the market that please buy a ticket when you go to watch a show.
Exactly.
It's as simple as that. Like,
please
watch
pay the
party.
Artist who's entertaining you. Please buy the ticket, which goes towards that as well.
Why does an artist need to take an hat and say, if you'd like to contribute? What do you mean, if you'd like to contribute? I'm sorry, you have just sat through
imagine,
one hour show.
Just imagine a doctor. You know, just imagine a doctor coming into our lanes and saying, can I treat you? Would you like to get treated? Like, can we visualize a word
it's a
like
service.
That? You know?
This is a service as well. अब दो तरह की चीजें होती है ना, या एक टेंजिबल प्रोडक्ट है. अब आप ये चीज जाते हैं शोरूम में बाय करते हो, आपको इस चीज का प्राइस मिलता है एक बॉक्स में, आप उसको ले आते हो, टेंजिबल है. आई स्पेंड मनी ऑन अ टेंजिबल प्रोडक्ट. द अदर इज सर्विस. आप कोई सर्विस लेते हो, आप उस सर्विस का पे करते हो. तो भैया परफॉर्मर्स भी सर्विस ही कर रहे हैं, सो दैट वी आर एंटरटेनिंग यू.
आई थिंक अब हमें बहुत लाइक वी कांट डिलेट, अब हमें समझ जाना चाहिए. बिकॉज़ अगर यू नो दिस जो फ्री की चीज होती है, लोग एक्सपीरियंस करते हैं सोशल मीडिया, लोगों को फ्री एंटरटेनमेंट लगता है, राइट? ये समझना पड़ेगा कि उसमें फ्री नहीं है. आप जो हो वो हर एक चीज वहाँ पे टैग हो रही है. आप एक डेटा बन के रह गए हो, राइट? वो डेटा बहुत लोगों के मल्टी मिलियन बिजनेसेस क्रिएट कर रहा है, राइट? सो इट्स नॉट फ्री. इट माइट लुक लाइक कि ओ मैंने तो पोस्ट पढ़ा. था, मैंने तो सीख लिया और ये तो सब फ्री था तो क्यों पे करना है. बट इट्स एक्चुअली आपने अपना कार्ड स्वाइप नहीं किया है, बट यू पेड थ्रू योर बोन्स एंड ब्लड.
राइट. So these are the things. I think the market needs to change. The society's mindset needs to be, you know, more aware of this. Only then we'll be able to create opportunities where even an artist can earn. And I will be confidently able to say to the parent that day that, hey, you know, these are the opportunities. And of course, your child should take this up. Secondly, having said that, now the second thing is passion. So मुझे personally ऐसा लगता है कि आप जो भी काम कर रहे हैं, आपके में अगर उस चीज़ के लिए पैशन नहीं है तो सूनर और लेटर या वो आपके लिए मोनोटोनस हो जाएगा या फ्रस्ट्रेटिंग हो जाएगा और इट विल टेक यू टुवर्ड्स डिप्रेशन. सो एनी वर्क दैट वन इज डूइंग इन वन्स लाइफ हैज़ टू हैव पैशन. तो इन दो चीज़ों को अलग करना भी मेरे लिए थोड़ा अजीब है. वेयर यू से कि ये तो तुम अपनी पैशन के लिए कर रहे हो ना. आइडियली द आइडियल वर्ल्ड इन माई व्यू वुड बी कि आप जो भी काम कर रहे हैं, आप गार्डनर हैं, आप स्वीपर हैं, आप सिक्योरिटी गार्ड हैं या आप एक मल्टीनेशनल कंपनी के सीईओ हैं, पॉइंट ये है कि अगर आप वो चीज़ पैशनेटली नहीं कर रहे हैं तो आइडियली इट विल नॉट ब्रिंग आउट द रिजल्ट्स दैट इट शुड.
सो वी शुड क्वेश्चन एवरीबडी दैट आर यू डूइंग इट पैशनेटली. इंस्टेड टेल द आर्टिस्ट दैट ओ यू आर डूइंग इट फॉर योर ओन पैशन. इट शुड बी द अदर वे अराउंड द क्वेश्चन.
दीज आर नॉट टू डिफरेंट थिंग्स.
एब्सोल्युटली.
द आइडिया इज आप जो भी कर रहे हैं पैशन के साथ करेंगे तो ये कोई अलग चीज नहीं है. एंड पैशन इज नॉट इक्वल टू हॉबी ईदर. हॉबीज आर फॉर यू नो योर ओन सेल्फ लव या आप अपने लिए काम करना चाहते हो, अपनी बॉडी पे काम करना चाहते हो, अपने मेंटल हेल्थ पे काम करना चाहते हो. आप हॉबीज उठाते हो जो आपको हेल्प करती हैं इन योर मेंटल हेल्थ, इन योर फिजिकल हेल्थ, इन योर इंटेलेक्चुअल एबिलिटीज एंड वॉट एवर. Entertainment for that matter, leisure. So those are hobbies. Passion not necessarily be hobby. Passion can be work. Has should be.
I think passion just means that my mind and my heart is aligned to what I'm doing. And
why can't I get paid for it?
Because I'm going to be the best. When
because
I'm aligned, I'm going to
be the best.
So
this.
When you're going to get the best, you're going to pay. For example. So I'll take a moment and match my talent. We're trying to create an ecosystem. Mm-hmm. We're keeping the artist at the center, and then we are just researching that okay, what the artist is going to do, what they do, right? Now, what is it that is missing around, right? And can we bring that together? Some things we could create ourselves, and some things we cannot create, but it's going to be literally a collaborative process, whether it's with the government, whether it's with organizations like yours or anybody, you know, because I really feel. We cannot build everything, right? So you have some things which you can utilize by giving it to us, and I can give you something, and it will just multiply.
It's a community.
It's a community. It just multiplies that. So just wanted to do a double check with you that what we are saying is that when artists join us, you know, quote unquote, it's all free, so it's not to be taken in that direction. But it's like an artist joins us. Now they have a profile here which is created by them, and hence the details are there. With all perfectly dealing into it, it gets aligned to our search engine, which is getting built smarter and smarter. To you know, like suppose somebody was say, I'm looking for a theater actor. That like right now, if you type in Google, it's not available. It doesn't get to you anywhere. So we are limited to the word of mouth. Mm. So but on Match My Talent, if you say looking for theater actors, you will get exactly theater actors, right? Mm. And then you go deeper and you say male, and then you say 30 to 40 year old, and you say bald, and then you say white skin. So that's all that we're building, right? So the person goes literally closer to the characterization of the mind. And this applies to all genres, not just acting, right? So this is one part of what we do. The second part that we're doing is where we call this the ecosystem is that okay, if somebody wants an information, where do they go? You know? So if again from an actor point of view, if I were to say that I'm gonna audition for Ramu Kaka, you know, now I want the Ramu Kaka costume, right? And I got to take the costume myself as a part of my audition. ब्रीफ राइट मैं कहाँ से लाऊँ. तो अगर मैंने अपने नेबरहुड में पूछा तो मुझे वो फैंसी ड्रेस कॉम्पिटिशन वाले लोगों का नंबर देंगे बिकॉज जनरल पब्लिक को वही पता होती है. वहाँ पे तो मेरे मार्क्स ही कट जाएंगे ऑडिशन. लाइक इफ आई गो विद दैट राइट. सो आई नीड टू स्पीक टू समबडी हुज बीन इन द इंडस्ट्री राइट. नाउ अगर मेरे नेटवर्क में कोई है तो मैं पूछ लूंगी. बट फॉर अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल दे डोंट हैव दैट
राइट.
that able support, right? So we are building, like, let's say, like an information. It's like an, it's like a quota. You know, but for performing artists, where the only people in the community is the performing artist, right? So that information flow might be lesser. It will not be so crowded. It will not be so buzzing. You know, but it'll be relevant, right? And similarly, a lot of other things. You know, so different transactions. So, where, like, as an artist and as a provider, you know, do you think that any of this is something that Drama Buzz would actually use? Do you think any of this would actually be used by you guys?
I think it's extremely useful because, like you said, the first thing, it creates a pool of artists. That's one. Now, if I'm, for example, looking for a musician, I just go on this site and I just click the kind of musician I want. And if I get that right there, right then, and it's already filtered through someone and it's there, that's why it's there. I think my search becomes much easier. And if I'm absolutely very specific in who I need and what I need, and I get that relevant information, to mujhe kitne logon se jaake poochna tha, kitne logon se baat karni padti thi, kitne logon se jaake word of mouth hai. There are WhatsApp groups where we get some information on kabhi koi poster aa gaya ki yahan audition chal raha hai kabhi kahin se aa gaya to kyunki hum log ab 15 saal se bhi I've been in this so I know a lot of people and a lot of artists so then they keep sending it but there is no one standardized place where one can go and kind of click and say
and what about the credibility of those posts
again I mean thankfully they are friends so they know the kind of work Drama Buzz does so they send only relevant ones
but it's very limited so it is the friends right?
It's just the friends
so
and it's very limited.
You could have 1,000 and 5,000 friends
yeah I mean
not even that much, really, but extrapolating, because you have to audition, you have to go to Singapore, so you have to send Singapore friends, also it's very Delhi NCR.
What if it had to be pan-India?
Yeah.
What if it had to be international? We are not getting that.
Yeah.
So it's just ki achha mandi house mein kya ho raha hai, achha thoda sa idhar thoda sa udhar.
So bachon ka exposure bhi utna limited
ho jata hai.
So this is one thing, you know, like while abhi hume lagta hai chal to raha hai. You know, like actually dekho chal to raha hai, right?
But it's tough. It's really tough because it's literally like going out there to hunt. Into this dense forest and you don't know what's there at all. I mean, instead, agar koi ek aisi jagah jahan pe aapko pata hai ki one click and I'll find that information there is beautiful. You know, I mean, that is something that we really...
Well, that one click is beautiful, but to make it beautiful and relevant in that one click is a group work.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of work. Like, it's not just a lot of work for us, but it's like we can't do it without you.
So every time we have an information,
you.
Because every time we also have an information, we share it with you. You put it on your website.
So unless the feedbacks are given, you know, unless
reviews,
unless you don't only come just when you need it, you know, and you come in actually when you can also provide.
Right.
That is when you know at that time it benefits somebody else, and at some point it will benefit you. So it's like literally like we need to couple of us. Hundreds of us need to come together right now. To build this and should be easier tomorrow.
And one thing I can say is that after speaking to you, you know, even off this interview, I have realized that your intention is right there. The intention is right. The passion is in place. You know, none of us are into huge money-making kind of ideas right now. But what we're trying to do is survive. And survive decently well, and I think that is everybody's right.
Why not?
It's everybody's right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. But it shouldn't be survival of the fittest. Like you said, ki jitne bhi artists hai, sab log nahi kar sakte yaar PR. You know, they are amazing at their art. If you look at that, that is their forte. But if there is somebody else who can do the little PR for them, they can do networking for them. They can be the so-called, you know, they can promote them and. Be there and connect them to the right people
genuinely
with all their heart
which
I see in you so agar is tarah ke kuch aur aise networks bante hain that really will help the artist because then the world will puppeteer, look at my puppetry. It's not really important that I should have amazing PR skills.
You actually would not.
Yeah.
Mostly, the artists would not.
Mostly, it's not there. And that's the only reason why they are suffering. And, you know, multinational companies hire people for that. They have an HR department. They have a sales department. They have a...
Because I mean, you have corporations to do that. And then you expect or judge a single person.
Not fair also. So I feel that this is where you step in. And your stepping in like this will really, really help. Because all of these artists who are great at their work but not great at all at PR skills, which nobody needs to be great at everything. So that's where we artists like us need you.
And let me clarify, like, we will not be providing PR to anybody individually. Right? Again, what will happen is that we become another PR company, which neither is the passion or the vision within us, right? But even if that was a need, how many will we be able to make a difference to? You know, like, if I, then it's a client, right? So if I have artists as client, how many? 10, 20, 30, 40, 50?
But if you're connecting everyone, you're doing, you know, somewhere it's happening.
So we are looking at building the highway, right? And then the PR companies are also there and the people are also there and they'll connect. Our eye is to just keep it sharp. You know, because that is something that somebody needs to do it with unconditionally.
Absolutely.
The moment the conditions come in,
we get that.
Yeah,
absolutely. So I think that's great. And even connecting everybody is superb, because, you know, I'm like, for Drama Bars, we are always looking at collaborations. We are always looking at a visual artist or a singer or a musician. So we're not just into theatre storytelling and puppetry. We love to experiment. So if we find a pool where we find other artists and they're ready to collaborate, I mean, we'll be more than happy to connect with them.
Get on.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward for it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's something that... So I think basically things that we've kind of figured right now, sorted, are that, you know, the mindset has to change. The society has to be more accepting of artists as professionals. People need to pay tickets when they go to see a show, and also teach their children this value, that the appreciation for art. I mean, that has to be there. How do you appreciate an artist? How do you appreciate
the... started, but it is right now like at a very concept sort of thing. Like, it's getting, you know, like, it's just the water is getting tested. You know, the schools have started talking about art appreciation and stuff, which is way more than when we were in school and college than it used to be. But it's still like a more like a kahin se suna hai to adopt kar rahe concept ko bhi.
Also, the teachers need a little bit more training into this, where you know, they realize that acha, art appreciation aa to gaya hai syllabus mein bhi, CBSE mein bhi UCP art appreciation syllabus, par usko ab karna kaise hai.
That's where you guys come.
Exactly. Yeah. That's where we fill the gap, and we say that, you know, we can train the teachers and parents into that, and the entire staff into how to now use this curriculum. So, I mean, more than happy to do that, because that is something that basically today's children are going to create tomorrow's audience and also tomorrow's performers.
And the teachers.
And the teachers. So that's very important that they...
No, it's really amazing. I mean, really, really humbled to know about your work. It is actually difficult to work with children, you know, because they don't care. They are as awesome as they can be. You know, they're just natural, right? So of course it is difficult,
but one thing that makes it very easy to work with children is their positive energy, because that keeps you positive and happy, and that's the fuel for me. It's the fuel, you know, the positive energy that they give you is my fuel for carrying on with them. I can go on for like all day working with children, back to back classes, and it doesn't tire me.
And I think that's one thing that coming from you, I think that's what the industry should take back, is that while the artist may not perform the best that day, while it might not be the right choice that day, but still we need to maintain that positiveness, because if not, that artist, that art form and that event is going to get further deteriorated just because of a negative vibe that moves around. And just by bringing in a positive space and understanding that this is something that is done by heart. This is not something that is done rut ke kuch nahi hota isme. So if wahan pe agar negative vibe create hui, to wo aur hi kharab ho jane wala hai, sahi to nahi hoga.
That's the difference between a live performance and a video, because a live performer stage can feel the vibe of the audience. I always tell that to children, that, you know, I mean, when you're also watching, what are the mannerisms of watching a play? That's something very important. People are on their cell phones are ringing, they're chatting. You're not in a movie hall. We can hear you. When you're performing on the stage, I can hear you.
And it bothers. I forget my line.
Exactly. It's a live performance. It's not easy to be there. Not that I'm saying it's very easy to be in cinema. I mean, as an actor for films, unka alag challenge hai. But here, to bhai sab kuch samne hai. So you have to take responsibility.
So you also have to learn to be behaved audience.
Absolutely. There are mannerisms that I teach my children, that when you're watching a play, what are the do's and don'ts you shouldn't do. But I think more than anything, guys, it's really important to have an accepting atmosphere, acknowledge the fact that there's a lot of process that has gone into bringing that performance to you, and we're also on a journey. And please give your feedback, honest feedback, which helps us to improve our next performance. But remember that we're on a journey. As everybody is. Yeah. Even in your jobs, everyone is in their job on a journey, and they'll get better with time. So just hang in there for us. And a little bit more accepting would be nice. And sometimes we get really nice audience.
Yeah.
And that improves the performance on stage.
Commendably. You just know it. You just know it, that the audience was taking it so well.
Yes. And that really helps the performer on stage. Yeah. So,
and all these little things is I think we all are collectively, that's what we're saying, that ultimately we benefit.
Yeah.
Ultimately, if there's a good art and culture around us,
everybody,
all of us thrive.
Everybody benefits.
So I guess let's just do a bit. Let's just try and do whatever we can. If we are an audience, let's just follow the mannerism. If we are a parent, let's bring this into our children.
Right.
You know, even if we had it or didn't have it, that's okay. You know, it's never too late for us as well, but definitely for the children, it should be there.
Absolutely.
You know, and if you're already a performing artist, no matter how the experience has been, but it can shift any moment.
Right.
And so we just have to be wary of it. That yes, we all know that it's difficult, but a lot of us are working on it.
We're working towards it.
Yeah.
And one thing that I want to say to everybody who's watching us is that keep the child alive in you. Because if that happens, then because children are only oozing out positive energy into the world. And if we all keep the child in, and we'll be also young, we'll stay young for sure. I mean, that's
it. Grow better. Yeah,
you don't need all those cosmetics.
Yeah.
Because if you're joyful, you're happy, and you have the child inside of you alive all the time, then it's all good, it's all positive, it's all joyful.
Awesome. Thank you, Garima. Thank you so much. I am really hoping that your work reaches out to as many people that we can reach out to and spread it out. And anyways, I mean, it's not going to be a one-time process. It's just going to keep on going. So, of course, do you want to give in your contacts, your websites to our audience?
Yeah, sure. So, we have a Facebook page. It's called www.facebook.com/DramaBazCO. So, it's DramaBazCO, and that's also our website, which is dramabazco.in. And you can contact me on 9654584898, and I'm Garima, and I'd love to receive your call and hear your views.
And you will be hearing more from her on our various podcasts and our various things off and on. So if there's something specific that you want to hear from her about her journey or about her work or the way that she works with children, write to her, write to us, and we will sort of find out time with her to have that answer.
I'd love to come and share what I know.
Great.
And thank you so much for inviting me here. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
And a very, very good luck for your initiative, and you have all our support as Artist Fraternity. Whatever you need.
Need tons of it. Now that you said it, you have it.
Yes, of course. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
No, seriously, thank you. But really, it's been you hear of genuine work happening. You just get more and more.